Let's read together Numbers chapter 31. In this chapter, we have the defeat of the Midianites by the children of Israel as an act of God's vengeance. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 24. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people." So Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Arm some of yourselves for war, and let them go against the Midianites to take vengeance for the Lord on Midian. 1,000 from each tribe of all the tribes of Israel you shall send to the war." So there were recruited from the divisions of Israel 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Then Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, with the holy articles and the silver trumpets in his hand. And they warred against the Midianites, just as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed all the males. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of those who were killed, Evi, Rechem, Sur, Hur, and Reba, the five kings of Midian. Balaam, the son of Beor, they also killed with a sword. And the children of Israel took the women of Midian captive with their little ones and took as spoil all their cattle, all their flocks, and all their goods. They also burned with fire all the cities where they dwelt and all their forts. And they took all the spoil and all the booty of man and beast. Then they brought the captives, the booty, and the spoil to Moses, to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp in the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. And Moses, Eleazar the priest, and all the leaders of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. But Moses was angry with the officers of the army, with the captains over thousands and captains over hundreds, who had come from the battle. And Moses said to them, "Have you kept all the women alive? Look, these women caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known a man intimately. But keep alive for yourselves all the young girls who have not known a man intimately. And as for you, remain outside the camp 7 days. Whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves and your captives on the 3rd day and on the 7th day. Purify every garment, everything made of leather, everything woven of goat's hair, and everything made of wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who had gone to the battle, "This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can endure fire, you shall put through the fire, and it shall be clean, and it shall be purified with the water of purification. But all that cannot endure the fire, you shall put through water. And you shall wash your clothes on the 7th day and be clean. And afterward, you may come into the camp." Let's begin our study of this chapter with some background notes. We see in verse 2 that going to war with the Midianites was Moses' last official duty before he died. The reason for going to war against the Midianites was because of their role in causing Israel to sin back in chapter 25, where they joined in with the Moabites in seducing Israel. We see in verse 6 that Phinehas, the priest, is given the leadership position in this war against the Midianites. Remember back in chapter 25, it was Phinehas who stopped the plague with his valiant deed of execution. Notice in verse 8 of chapter 31 that Balaam, of all people, is killed in the battle. But wait a minute. I thought Balaam had returned to Mesopotamia. Well, apparently Balaam returned, probably for the money that King Balak of Moab offered him. And he counseled Balak to seduce the men of Israel by having the women of Moab and Midian invite the men of Israel to an immoral, idolatrous orgy. Look at verse 16. "Look, these women caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor." So Balaam was killed here in Israel's battle with the Midianites. Now, two questions usually come up after reading this chapter that need to be answered. Number one, if all the Midianite males were killed, young and old alike, as we see in verses 7 and 17, then where did all the Midianite soldiers come from at the time of Gideon, about 250 years later? Remember, Gideon fought and defeated the Midianites at the time of the Judges. One answer that is given to this question is that there were several clans of Midianites, and this is not all the Midianites here in chapter 31 of Numbers. Another possible answer is that Israel did not carry out the execution of all the males as they were commanded. The other question concerns the character of God in directing the children of Israel to kill all these people, including all the male babies. Now, the answer to that question brings us to our first doctrinal point. The defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's vengeance on Midian. The defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's vengeance on Midian. In Romans 12:19, we read, "Never take your own revenge, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord." Romans 12:19. Well, we have an illustration of that biblical principle here in Numbers chapter 31. Israel is not taking out their own revenge on the Midianites. No, God is taking revenge because of what the Midianites did to Israel in leading them into idolatry and immorality. This is holy war. This is God's execution of the guilty. All the males were to be killed so that Midian would no longer be a threat to Israel's physical and spiritual well-being. The virgin girls were to be kept alive because they had obviously not been involved in the fornication of Peor. Presumably, they later married as proselytes in Israel. Now, as to the execution of the so-called innocent male babies, let me say two things. Number one, the Bible teaches that no one is innocent. The whole human race is guilty before God. We are all born with sinful natures. No one is born innocent. God would be just in executing every one of us. It is only by God's grace that anyone is saved. And number two, I do think that we see a measure of God's grace here. Let me ask you, where are those executed male babies now? Well, we can't be dogmatic here, but I think they are in the presence of the Lord. Did you ever think of that? You can build a pretty good biblical case for the idea that babies who die before the age of responsibility are part of God's elect company of believers. After all, Jesus did die for their sins, and they did not reject God. In eternity, I'm sure every one of those babies will praise God that they died before they grew up and rejected the one true God. As I said, we can't be dogmatic here, but it's something to think about. In any case, the defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's vengeance on Midian. Doctrinal point number two. The defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's provision for Israel. The defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's provision for Israel. Verses 25 through 47. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Count up the plunder that was taken of man and beast, you and Eleazar the priest, and the chief fathers of the congregation, and divide the plunder into two parts, those who took part in the war, who went out to battle, and all the congregation. And levy a tribute for the Lord of the men of war who went out to battle, one of every 500 of the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep. Take it from their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest as a heave offering to the Lord. And from the children of Israel's half, you shall take one of every 50, drawn from the persons, the cattle, the donkeys, and the sheep, from all the livestock, and give them to the Levites, who keep charge of the tabernacle of the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded. The booty remaining from the plunder, which the men of war had taken, was 675,000 sheep, 72,000 cattle, 61,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of women who had not known a man intimately. And the half, the portion of those who had gone out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep. And the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675. The cattle were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. So Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. And from the children of Israel's half, which Moses separated from the men who fought, now the half belonging to the congregation was 337,500 sheep, 36,000 cattle, 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. And from the children of Israel's half, Moses took one of every 50 drawn from man and beast and gave them to the Levites, who kept charge of the tabernacle of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. We see from these verses that there was quite a bit of plunder or booty or spoil taken in the war. It was to be divided equally between those who had actually gone out to war and those who had stayed at home. You know, this is a biblical principle, by the way. David practiced this principle in 1 Samuel chapter 30. Serving the Lord behind the scenes is just as important as serving the Lord in the front lines. It's just a matter of doing what the Lord calls you to do. We all share in the blessing of the Lord's work. Now we see here in this chapter that a certain percentage of the booty or plunder was to be given to the Lord. In reference to the soldiers' half, their percentage was given to the priests for the Lord's work. Verse 41. In reference to the half of the rest of the people, their percentage was given to the Levites for the Lord's work. Verse 47. As to the young women who were given to the Lord, they would have been dedicated to the Lord's service in connection with the heavy workload associated with maintaining the tabernacle and worship in Israel. Most of them would have grown up to love the Lord, and most of them would in time marry in Israel. Remember, the priests and Levites in Israel were mostly married. So we see from this portion of the chapter that the defeat of the Midianites was not only the Lord's vengeance on Midian, the defeat of the Midianites was the Lord's provision for Israel. Let's move now to our practical application. Why not give more than what's required? Why not give more than what's required? Verses 48 through 54. Then the officers, who were over thousands of the army, the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, came near to Moses. And they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken account of the men of war who are under our command, and not a man of us is missing. Therefore, we have brought an offering for the Lord, what every man found of ornaments of gold, armlets and bracelets and signet rings and earrings and necklaces, to make atonement for ourselves before the Lord." So Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from them, all the fashioned ornaments, and all the gold of the offering that they offered to the Lord from the captains of thousands and captains of hundreds was 16,750 shekels. The men of war had taken spoil, every man for himself. And Moses and Eleazar the priest received the gold from the captains of thousands and of hundreds and brought it into the tabernacle of meeting as a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord. Back in verses 20 through 24, we saw that the children of Israel could keep the stuff that they had taken from the Midianites as long as they purified it by washing it or sending it through the fire. Now here at the end of the chapter, we see that the soldiers brought some of this loot in gold and gave it to the Lord. This was a lot of gold. Verse 52. 16,750 shekels is about 420 pounds of gold. The soldiers brought this offering to the Lord with thanksgiving because not a single man was lost in the battle. This gift was not required. It was over and above what was required. Now, do you see the application? Many of you have determined before the Lord to give him a certain percentage of your income. This is good. In fact, you treat this portion to the Lord as more than just an option, but as a good requirement. This is good. But there is no law against giving more than what's required. If the Lord has blessed you, why not give more than what's required?